听力课堂，听 class.com。
4. Lord Chesterfield to his son about letter writing. Bath, October the 4th, 1738. My dear child, by my writing so often, and by the manner in which I write, you will easily see that I do not treat you as a little child, but as a boy who loves to learn, and is ambitious of receiving instructions. I am even persuaded that, in reading my letters, you are attentive, not only to the subject of which they treat, but likewise to the orthography and to the style. It is of the greatest importance to write letters well, as this is a talent which unavoidably occurs every day of one's life, as well in business as in pleasure, and inaccuracies in orthography or in style are never pardoned but in ladies. When you are older, you will read the epistles, that is to say, letters, of Cicero, which are the most perfect models of good writing. Apropos of Cicero, I must give you some account of him. He was an old Roman who lived 1800 years ago, a man of great genius, and the most celebrated orator that ever was. Will it not be necessary to explain to you what an orator is? I believe I must. An orator is a man who harangues in a public assembly, and who speaks with eloquence, that is to say, who reasons well, has a fine style, and chooses his words properly. Now, never a man succeeded better than Cicero in all those different points. He used sometimes to speak to the whole people of Rome assembled, and by the force of his eloquence persuaded them to whatever he pleased. At other times he used to undertake causes and plead for his clients in courts of judicature, and in those causes he generally had all the suffrages, that is to say, all the opinions, all the decisions, in his favour. While the Roman Republic enjoyed its freedom, he did very signal services to his country, but after it was enslaved by Julius Caesar, the first emperor of the Romans. Cicero became suspected by the tyrants, and was at last put to death by order of Mark Antony, who hated him for the severity of his orations against him, at the time that he endeavoured to obtain the sovereignty of Rome. In case there should be any words in my letters which you do not perfectly understand, remember always to inquire the explanation from your mamma, or else to seek for them in the dictionary. Adieu. By Philip Dormer Stanhope Chesterfield.